Well, once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Thank you for tuning in today. Before we get into the message, I want to give you just a brief update of what's going on here in Kenya. Coming to you from Kenya today, from Mumias out in West Kenya. And we're making plans to go to Arusha, Tanzania in November. And we have been short of funds, but now it looks like we've got the funding to go ahead and do that. And we've also got all the children at the children's home enrolled in school, and they're hopefully learning their ABCs and other things that they learn in school. And so we thank the Lord for that. The church is going well. We had a video session last week. All the church session was videoed. First time we've done that. And so we'll be posting that on Facebook as soon as we get that video edited and get it ready for publication. So today we're going to be talking about the origin of Satan, the origin of sin. And this is a big, big subject, of course, because the Bible really is just the story of Jesus Christ coming to destroy the works of the devil, coming to rid the world of sin, or not necessarily rid it, but overcome the world of sin. And so the battle is between the forces of good and evil and the forces of the kingdom of darkness and the devil and the forces of goodness, the forces of salvation in Jesus Christ. And so that's the whole story of the Bible. It's a very unique book. It is God's word. And so it's not like any other book that you would read. If you don't know the Bible, I suggest you pick one up and start to read it. Start at the very first, the book of Genesis, and also the Gospels in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Pick them up, read them through, and the Word of God will speak to you. It's like a mirror, holding up a mirror in front of your life. The Word of God will speak to you, and it will reveal the thoughts and intents of your heart. It will reveal the deeper things within your life. And so if you don't have a Bible, please get one and get started reading it, and you will then be transformed. You will be a different person if you do that in your life. Well, the origin of sin, the origin of Satan, is a very deep subject, and it's open to a lot of debate. But if you look through the Bible, you can see where Satan came from. And if you look through the Bible, you can also see the progression of how Satan entered into the heart of man, how Satan started to deal with man and lead man astray from the plan of God that God had for man. And so it's long progression to where we are today, and you can see the activity of Satan today, and you can see how he influences and affects the kings of the earth, how he influences and affects people, even you and even me, on a daily basis. And so it's a big battle that we encounter each and every day, because the devil is cunning, he's shrewd, he's a worthy adversary, but he is a created being, and we'll get to that in just a minute. And he is never equal to God. So don't think that there's an equal battle going on. It's not a 50-50 chance that Satan's going to win. And it's not like a boxing match where you have two equal opponents slugging it out to the end. God is the supreme being. Our Father God created Satan. He created you. He created me. And so Jesus said, Satan is the ruler of the world, but never mind, I have overcome the world. So if you want to overcome Satan in your life, and you want to overcome him in the ways that he is distracting you, destroying you, maybe taking your family and trying to destroy your family, you just have to come to a place of submission to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, never mind, I have overcome the world. And so that is the key to Satan and the defeat of Satan, is that you got to get yourself linked to Jesus Christ. You have to get yourself linked and submitted to the Lord God Jesus Christ and the Lord God Jehovah. Well, in Proverbs chapter 16, I have a few passages of scripture noted here that have to do with pride, because Satan was a created being, but he caused havoc in heaven. He caused havoc in the place where he was created because of his pride. And Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. And so we'll get to this in just a minute, but pride was the sin that took over Satan, took over Lucifer. He was known as the Shining One when he was in heaven. Pride took him over, and he rebelled against God. And so he was thrown down out of heaven. His rebellion cost him his place. He was an anointed cherub, or one of the leading cherubs in heaven, but his rebellion cost him his place in the kingdom of God. And so this is a lesson for us, brothers and sisters. When you get too proud about who you are and you cannot humble yourself before God, and you think you're a self-made man or a self-made woman, and you think that everything that you've done is because of your own creativity, your own ingenuity, your own talent, your own skill, whatever, when you get to thinking that way and think you're something really important, or that you're very beautiful, or that you have everything lined up for you simply because of your talent and your skill, if you think that, then you're in danger of suffering the same fate that Satan did. It says pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And so don't think yourself too great. Don't think yourself too mighty. Stay low, stay humble, and you will then be exalted by the Lord. Proverbs 16, verse 25 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. And so we can be easily tricked by Satan. We can be easily fooled. We can easily be led astray, thinking we're doing the right thing, thinking we're on the right path. But beloved, if you're not in God's word, and if you're not praying, and if you're not in the fellowship to have people hold you accountable and help you stay on that right path, then you can be easily fooled, and you can be easily tricked by the devil into thinking that you're doing the right thing, that you're on the right path. But in the end, it is the way of death. And when the devil sets the trap and you walk into the trap, maybe it's something that has to do with money. Maybe it's something that has to do with relationships. Maybe it has something to do with addictions. When the devil sets a trap and you realize you're in the trap, then you realize that you have been tricked and you've been fooled. And the devil then gets the last laugh on you. Well, Proverbs 16, verse 5 says, if anyone or everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. And join forces literally means hold hand to hand. Even if you get in a conspiracy or you get in a circle with others of like-minded evil thoughts, like-minded of evil schemes, because God sees into the heart. God sees the thoughts and intents of the heart, and he knows what you're thinking. He knows what you have in your mind, and so you will be punished by the Lord, and every evil deed, even every evil word or careless word, the Bible says, every careless word that you utter will be punished, and you will be held accountable for every careless word. Well, that's a pretty harsh statement, but God knows everything about your life. He knows everything about what you speak, what you see, what you hear, what you're doing with your life. And so that is the reason why you're going to be held accountable for every careless word and every careless deed that you do in your life. Well, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5, likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Let me say that again, the last part of that. Clothe yourself with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, verse 6, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. And so when you humble yourself, God will exalt you. You don't need to exalt yourself. You don't need to beat yourself on the chest and brag and boast about who you are, what you're doing. Let somebody else boast about you. And when you humble yourself before God at the right time, he will exalt you. The Bible says that your gift places you or presents you before kings. God will promote you. He will exalt you. He will place you before kings. And God knows every detail of your life, so he knows where to put you. And so that is a good teaching for us today. Stay low, stay humble, clothe yourself with humility. Don't boast about yourself. Let the Lord do the boasting for you. Let the Lord raise you up. Let the Lord exalt you. And you will in due time then reap the reward for your good works. Whatever you're doing here on the earth, you will reap the reward in due time. Well, there was a time when Lucifer was in heaven. He was the anointed cherub, the shining one. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus said to the disciples, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so Jesus knew all about the devil. The disciples had been out casting out demons and laying hands on the sick, and they came back very excited. They said, oh, the demons are fleeing. When we speak over them, when we cast them out in your name, the demons flee. And Jesus said, yes, yes, I know all about that. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Then he said, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. What was he talking about there? He wasn't necessarily talking about physical serpents. You may not see a snake for a while. You may not see a snake for many years if you're living in a town or a city. And you may not see a scorpion unless you've been to Mexico or Costa Rica or somewhere. But what he was talking about was in the spirit realm, you're going to encounter serpents, you're going to encounter scorpions, you're going to encounter spiders in the spirit realm. And they are demonic entities set about, put forward by the devil to destroy you, to steal, kill, and destroy. And anybody, if you've ever been bit by a snake or bit by a scorpion, you know how painful and excruciating that can be. And Jesus said, I'm giving you the authority to deal with these demonic entities so you can trample on them and you can crush them under your feet and you can take care of them so they're not disrupting your life, so they're not destroying your life with drugs or alcohol or pornography or lying or cheating, stealing. He said, I'm going to give you authority to trample on these demonic entities, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so if you seek the Lord while he may be found, if you seek the Lord and pray to God for strategies how to deal with the devil. Last week we talked about the gospel armor, and three or four times the Apostle Paul said, stand firm, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to deal, or you may be able to counter the schemes and the wiles of the evil one. And so when you stand firm, you're not retreating, you're not running scared, you stand knowing that the blood of Jesus covers you, you stand knowing that the pieces of the gospel armor cover your physical and your spiritual body, and you stand firm knowing that God will give you the wisdom and the knowledge to counter the enemy and to deal with the enemy, the schemes of the enemy, and so nothing shall by any means hurt you. And so in verse 20 then in Luke chapter 10, Jesus said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And so Jesus is saying the greatest miracle The greatest accomplishment in the kingdom of God is not casting out demons. It's not laying hands on the sick. The greatest miracle for you and for anyone on the face of the earth is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life in heaven, that you are saved, that you have salvation. And Jesus said, that is what you should rejoice the most in, is that you are saved and you know you have an assurance. John says in 1 John chapter 5 that you can know that you can know that you are saved, that you have salvation, and so you don't have to fear death. You don't have to fear when your last day on this earth is going to be, because you know that you have salvation. You know that when you die here on this earth, you're going to be escorted to heaven by the angels of the Lord or by Jesus himself. And you will then sit down at the right hand of God. You will join the angels and all of your loved ones who have gone before you, gone ahead of you. And you will then enjoy the fruits of your righteous life here on this earth. Well, in Ezekiel chapter 28, a very interesting scripture, a very interesting chapter in the Bible, Lucifer, the created being, the shining one, is exposed, he is revealed, he is described in very intimate detail, and Lucifer was a created being. It says this twice in that chapter, and I'm going to start here in Ezekiel chapter 28 verse 12, and this is a picture of the devil and how he looked when he was created, how he looked when he was the shining one, when he was the anointed cherub in heaven. Ezekiel 28:12, "Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord." And so this lamentation actually is looking through the king of Tyre. It's talking about the king of Tyre, but there's a, you might say, a behind the curtain picture of Satan looking through the king of Tyre. And so thus says the Lord God, "You, Lucifer, were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created." And so it tells us right there that the devil, the shining one, was created. You can imagine the beauty of him with all of these beautiful stones, diamonds, and topaz, and onyx and sapphires. You can imagine the beauty of him. And just as God creates everything beautiful, so too the angels, and this particular angel, are very beautiful. And so in verse 14, then it goes on to describe more about the evil one. "You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you, says the Lord. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created." And so there again it says that the Shining One was created. It says he was perfect in his ways and he was the seal of perfection. Well, that rather begs the question then, why did Satan rebel? Why did he want to take over from God or take over the kingdom of God if he was perfect in his perfection, if he was perfect in the way he was created? It was because iniquity was found in him, verse 15, Ezekiel 28, "till iniquity was found in you." And the reason iniquity was found in him was because God gave all of his creation free will. Satan, the shining one, was created with free will, and so he had the ability to choose if he wanted to serve God. He had the ability to choose if he wanted to rebel and go a separate way from God or try to take over the throne of God. And so God gives us all free will. He gives us the ability to choose. Do we want to serve God? do we want to submit to God? Everything you do is a choice, and God will never take your free will away from you. Beloved, listen very carefully. God will never take your free will away from you. If he did, then salvation would have absolutely no meaning. And so he gives us free will. He gives us free will to choose him. He gives us free will to serve him. Just like for lunch today, you can choose hamburgers, you can choose French fries, or you can choose a salad, whatever you want to eat for lunch. So too, God gives us free will to choose what we want to do with our life, who we want to submit to, who we want to humble, who we want to follow. And again, if there was no free will and no choice, we would have no salvation, or salvation would have absolutely no meaning, because God wants us to freely choose him and freely choose Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We looked before there in Ezekiel, and Satan was a beautiful, shining creature. He was very impressed with his own beauty, and pride came into him because of different things. Pride came in and took over his mind. And if we look back in Isaiah chapter 14, there's more descriptions of Satan and how pride came into him, how it took over his mind. And then he began to think that he was better than God. He began to think that he could take over the mountain of God, the throne of God. And so that led then to his downfall. In verse 11, Isaiah chapter 14, your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments, the maggot is spread under you, and worms covered you. Oh, how you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. And then here starts the pride of Satan, verse 13. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High God. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, or to hell, to the lowest depths of the pit. And those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the one, or is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms, who made the world as a wilderness and destroyed its cities, who did not open the house of his prisoners? So this is a description, and about five times there in verse 13, I will ascend, I will exalt, I will sit on the mount, I will ascend again, I will be like the Most High. This is a description of the rebellion of Satan, and how pride came into him, how pride took over his thinking, how pride took over his choice, and he could not then submit himself to the Lord God. And so when Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning, Satan was thrown down out of heaven, and he then started to roam the earth. And that is the same Satan that disrupts our lives. That is the same Satan who directs the demonic kingdom, all the demons that torment us, all the demons that oppress us and cause all kinds of problems in our life. It's the very same Satan. But beloved, Jesus said, I have overcome the world, and he gives us the authority, and he gives us the power to trample on serpents and to trample on scorpions. And so if you want to have victory in your life over the devil, I don't know what's bothering you today. I don't know what's oppressing you today. I know that the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy you, because he wants that for every single person. And any thought that comes into your mind that exalts itself above the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you take that thought captive and you cast it down. You cast it out of your life, and you seek the Lord while he may be found. You put thoughts into your mind that come from God's word. You need to read God's word. You need to listen to worship music. You need to seek the fellowship and be with like-minded Christians who are seeking the Lord in their life and trying to live a righteous life. You need to pray and talk to God every single day. And if you do that, beloved, you will overcome the world, and you will then also start to trample on serpents and scorpions in your life. Well, today you can make a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You can make a decision to accept Him and to serve Him, to humble yourself before Him. That can start today. Find yourself a good Bible-believing church, people that can encourage you, people that can pray with you. Get yourself a Bible if you don't have one. Start to read it. Start to hide it in your heart. And beloved, you will see a new person, a new creation come forth out of your old life. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise the Lord for that. And we invite you to partner with this ministry for all the good projects going on in Africa and for the radio broadcast to keep going in America. And so we praise the Lord for this ministry, and we would love to hear from you today. Sit down, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and we will get some information and some literature to you to help you get started on your walk with the Lord. Thank you again for listening today. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Have a good week. Tune in again next week.